Come in both self-winding automatic or quartz movements, beautifully presented in special edition packaging inspired by a record player. Bulova Frank Sinatra watches. The full collection is available at Macy's and Macy's.com. Bulova watches make the absolute perfect Valentine's gift for that special someone in your life. Purchase Bulova today. Shop Macy's for the full assortment of the Frank Sinatra Bulova timepieces.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Music you can listen to all day long. Jazzy.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
I love you for being here. Joe Piscopo, live from New York, live as live can be, as you could tell, you know. And just love having you with us as we celebrate Francis Albert Sinatra, with great respect to Tina and the and Nancy and the family and all the good folks at Sinatra Enterprises. So, and a big shout out to Sill listening, Clear Channel in Wisconsin. Sill, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. It's so interesting because we syndicate Montana, I know you're listening, Palm Springs, I know you're listening. We have a lot of syndicated stations out there listening, but we also broadcast from the mothership, which is WABC Radio out of New York. 770 is that frequency, and if you go to WABCRadio.com, you'll be able to stream it. Now, you could stream it, but we're going Clear Channel on AM. Sill is listening to AM radio. Old school, baby! And we appreciate that. And in Hawaii, Mark is picking us up Clear Channel as well. 770 all across the country, all around the world. Joe on the radio, so it's got to be, my goodness gracious, almost 20 years ago, and my friend Anthony Pope and I, and Stan, my buddy from Chicago, Stan Wozniak from Chicago, he had a club called Jilly's on Rush Street in Chicago, and I would go out and I'd play. We have a little rap pack out there in Chicago, and I'd go out there and I would do some of my Frank Sinatra shows. We would do it at a club called the Black Orchid. How cool is that for a name of a club, right? And then we meet a kid. We come to New York. We start our own club, Jilly's, in New York, around the corner from the Plaza. And it was really cool. It was great. Tony Bennett would hang out. Jimmy Gandolfini would come in. It was just really, really a special place. And we found a kid. Actually, my buddy Stan found this young kid doing a show called, I think it was Young Sinatra. And he was, if he was, had a teenager from upstate New York, just in his 20s, if that. And he was so talented at the time as a young man. Since then, Tony DeSere has gone on to become a true jazz sensation. He plays jazz clubs. He's at Birdland coming up. He's at the Carlisle in New York. Plays before with symphonies, full symphonies around the country. So with great respect and appreciation, I feel we love this kid, if you will, because he's gone on to do so many great things, and we were there from day one. So with great respect to you, kind enough to listen to us, to Sundays with Sinatra, and I know Mr. Sinatra would be so proud to see his legacy being carried on by these great young artists, and one of these great young artists is a kid named Tony DeSere. Tony, welcome to the show. I love you, man. With great respect, I bring you to the airwaves. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm thrilled that you still think of me as a kid. I'm very happy about that.
Listen to me. Hey, kid. How are you, kid? I sound like Burgess Meredith and Rocky, right? Yeah. Hey, kid. Yeah. You know, but I got to tell you, I had to play him for a lost love. Tony, that's got to be over 10 years ago. Your feel, and I told you this before, your touch at the piano, you know? And when I would work with Vincent Falcone, the late, great Vinnie Falcone, who worked with Mr. Sinatra, you're the only guy that can, I could compare Vincent Falcone to, because you have to have that touch at the piano. Tell us how you started. How did you learn this music? And a lot of it's instinct and love, I'm sure, but, and just sheer talent. But your parents were playing Frank Sinatra records when you were a kid?
No, you know, they weren't playing Frank Sinatra. My dad loved the Beatles and, you know, like David Gates and Brett and Kenny Rogers. And that's really what I grew up on. But yeah. I was always fascinated with the piano. So then I started I begged for piano lessons. I got piano lessons. I started playing like Scott Joplin, Ragtime.
Yeah.
And then I got into George Gershwin. I played Rhapsody in Blue. And that started to kind of open up this world of jazz standards and stuff. So my mom actually brought home a cassette of Frank Sinatra Gold, it was called.
Yeah.
And it was Frank from the Capitol year. So it was like, ugh. I've got you under my skin, ugh. I get a kick out of you, wow. And Young at Heart, yeah. And Three Coins and a Fountain.
Yeah.
And I put it on every night, and I would listen to it as I went to bed. And then I started, I hadn't really sang anything up to that point, but the music just spoke to me. It was like, it wasn't something that I was doing to be like, you know, counterculture or nostalgic or anything. It just connected with me. It just made me feel like a passion for it. And I felt that it was very relevant to my life somehow. So I just started singing and playing. And then I sang for some friends, and they're like, you got to sing for more people. So I did a concert at my high school. Then I got on the radio, and then people were asking me to do gigs, and then I was playing in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And then I had a little career going. So then I moved to New York, and then I met you.
Yeah. What was the play? You were doing a play. You were doing, what was it, Young Sinatra? Was that the name of the, there was like a play you were doing in town, yeah. Yes?
It was an off-Broadway show called Our Sinatra.
Our Sinatra, right. Look at that, man. And it was like yourself, and then you would go to Jilly's and hang out with all of us. Remember that, though, how great that was? Tony Bennett would come in, and then we would all jam, and we would all step up. We need a club like that in New York for sure. How fun was that?
It was so fun. I remember the night that I met you. I mean, it was, you were when, like, Dan Aykroyd was there.
Yes, Danny was there. Yeah.
Sopranos, and like the head of the Teamsters Union, you know.
It was so funny what an eclectic group that was in there. I remember Danny came by, and then James Gandolfini walked in. I remember, and then I remember Mike Gall at the time, Kimberly said, because my back was to the door, oh my gosh, it's James Gandolfini. I turned around, and he's in the middle of a hectic schedule on The Sopranos. And I said, Jimmy, what are you doing here? He goes, hey, Jersey Boy. And then we got to the piano and we just sang. Great days like that. And now tell me what you're doing with symphonies, Tony DeSere, if you would.
Yeah, well, I've performed with over 150 symphonies throughout North America. I didn't even know there were 150 symphonies until I crossed them off. So yeah, I do a show. I actually do a show called Sinatra and Beyond, which is a lot of Frank's the original charts.
Yeah.
Plus, I have some of my own songs. One that I just released that you're about to play a little bit of.
And, yes, sir.
Yeah, I've done, you know, a lot of them several times. I just actually did a show with the Houston Symphony a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
That was like Sinatra swinging in the New Year type thing, and I conducted it as well. And
God bless you.
Yeah, I love doing it. You know, the thing about this music is, you know, it's so rare to hear it live, and I'm so privileged that I get to actually perform this music live with a big band and strings
and
orchestra. I mean, and it's really just, it's really just a dream come true. So,
well, listen, it's a gift that you're giving, and I know Mr. Sinatra would be so proud of you. Tony, where can we find you online? TonyDeSere.com? Is that where everybody can go to see where you're performing?
Yep, Tony, and it's DeSare.
Okay.
So I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook. I got my schedule. I'm all over the country in the next few months, so chances are I might be coming nearby. Somebody. I'll be in Birdland February 23rd to 25th.
In New York City, baby. I love it. Legendary Birdland. Tony DeSere at Birdland. When? February when?
23rd to the 25th.
Fabulous. We're going to try to get down. Now, if I know we're going to let you go, I appreciate you taking the time. I'm so excited that you're carrying on the Great American Songbook, but you wrote this song. It's called Paris Will Always Have You. And you did, and I love this, that you paid a tribute to Nelson Riddle in the middle of the song. You did. You arranged this yourself. You arranged this, huh?
Yeah, so I wrote this song. The band and I played in Paris a few years ago, and I just loved the city. I just fell in love with it. I was there 36 hours. I came home, I wrote this song, and then I thought, you know, this song belongs on like a 1955 Frank Sinatra Nelson Riddle album. So I just got to work arranging it.
Yeah.
And there's actually several Nelson Riddle-isms, I guess I'd call them, that are throughout the song.
Yeah.
I've Got You Under My Skin Breakdown.
Yeah.
There's a Celeste solo from Pennies from Heaven. There's the ending from You're Beginning to Be a Habit with Me. And there's a bunch of other stuff that's just, you know, rattling around my brain from those albums.
So, Tony, stay with us because I want to play a little bit of this. This is Tony Desair with a tribute. You're going to hear Nelson Riddle in this. And Tony wrote this, arranged this. And before we let you go, Tony, please, let's together listen to this great, great tune from Tony Desair, Paris. Just we're going to get a taste of it right now. Paris Will Always Have You.
I wandered by a small cafe, and as I wandered by, a bored old beauty I did spy. I whispered in her eye, I don't know how you say, but hey, I like you, so I think I'll say hi. Led to wine along the river, the Seine knew just when we kissed. Some say they'll always have Paris, but I say Paris always will have. Street light, a masterpiece, and you, the muse for every scene. The Louvre was just as moved by your Mona Lisa style, and as the sun sank down, eyeful and a trifle of delightful as the moon came around. We stroll in the Grand Cathedral. Notre Dame was a palm with love. Some say they'll always have Paris, but I say Paris always will have.
That is fabulous. Tony Desair, Paris Will Always Have You. If that, you did the Bolero buildup, Tony. That was brilliant. There, your little tribute to the one and only Nelson Riddle. How great was that, huh?
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I added the little, I was so excited when I found out that the Paris siren sound is in the same key. Is my song.
It was great. Tony, you know what? We got to thank you. I sending my love to you and to your family. You're such a good guy, and my family sends love to you, too. I know the kids are all doing good. Everybody's grown up, man. But I got to tell you, you're just exploding all around the United States. TonyDesair.com to get these great recordings and to see Tony in person. Tony, all the very, very best, man. And thank you for taking the time on the radio with us.
Thank you, Joe. And thanks for the 20 years of great friendship. And, you know, we have so many great memories on stage together.
Yes, I really cherish it. I can't wait I can't wait to see you, Tony. God bless and Godspeed, my young friend. God bless. Tony DeSere, what a great kid, embracing, really, Frank Sinatra, just embracing the whole entity that is Mr. Sinatra. Well, if we can I play? We have time. Yeah, we're going to. I got to play this song in the tune of what Tony was just doing. Paris Will Always Have You. We went to Nice and Easy. I found this. This is another gem from Nice and Easy. This goes to Charles, listening in North Carolina. He requested this, and along the lines of what we just played from Tony DeSere. This is Frank Sinatra from Nice and Easy, Nelson Riddle arranged, Mamselle.
A small cafe, Mamselle. Our rendezvous, mademoiselle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, mademoiselle. And as the night danced by, a kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes seemed to sparkle just like mine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, mademoiselle. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, mademoiselle.
That is from Nice and Easy, the album Nice and Easy. Everybody knows the song Nice and Easy. I'll tell you, I want to play another gem when we come back from Nice and Easy. I was not aware that they had so many heartfelt songs. That is written by Edmund Goulding. Nice and Easy is the album, Mamselle the song. Hey, Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra. I'm having such fun tonight. God bless you for being with us. And I'll go to the phone calls and we have more music from Frank Sinatra right here with Joe Piscopo, Sundays with Sinatra.
Sundays with Sinatra, with your host, the vice chairman of the board, Joe Piscopo, in the Great American Songbook on Music Radio.
One in every five businesses gets hacked. Why? Security requires identifying how many computers your business has. You probably don't know, and your cybersecurity team likely doesn't know either. Most companies underestimate their vulnerability points by 15% or more. Payment processors, printers, and other network devices. Ericsson's Cyber Z Suite pinpoints and secures these devices and ensures total system coverage. Call Ericsson 908-878-7717. 908-878-7717. Ericsson 908-878-7717. 7717.
Hey, you got a second? Do you ever have any idea how bad sugar is for you? It causes inflammation, which can lead to various illnesses. Well, I found the solution, even for you. Lady, Sweetamine, a sweetener that tastes like sugar and provides 8 grams of glycine per serving. There's no carbs, no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, and it's great for diabetics. Use a packet a day in coffee, smoothies, or whatever. It tastes great. Get rid of your inflammation. Go to Sweetamine.com. That's Sweetamine.com.
Hansley's Auto, small check and repair at HansleysAuto.com.
Hensley Smog and Auto does it all. Now you can get your smog certificate and your registration at Hensley Smog and Auto. Who wants to waste the whole day at the DMV? Get your vehicle smogged and registered and get on your way. Hensley Smog and Auto is a full-service auto repair shop with certified auto technicians who have invested the time, effort, and expense to get the extensive training, experience, and knowledge they need to take care of your vehicle. Hensley's also takes care of you with Uber rides when you drop off your car, drop in smog checks while you wait, free retest for failed smog checks, plus late model vehicle diagnostics, repairs, and services, tires, brakes, and alignments. Hensley Smog and Auto really does do it all. Check the Hensley Smog and Auto website for special deals and discount pricing. Hensley Smog and Auto on Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Hensley's Auto, small check and repair at HensleysAuto.com.
It's all here. Are you living the library life? Sonoma County Library is where you start your journey and where you get the tools and inspiration to keep going. Gas prices are up, groceries are expensive, and things can feel hard. The library is here to help. Want to cut costs? Drop Spotify for Freegal, our free music app. Kick Netflix and Hulu to the curb and stream movies and TV with Canopy and Hoopla. Break up with Audible and fall in love with Libby. There's more. Make copies of your resume free at the library. No laptop? Borrow one from us. Need high-speed internet? Use ours. Visit SonomaLibrary.org to stream your favorite films, learn something new, or check out a great book. Come see us in person for service you can rely on and for educational and inspiring events. It's all here at the library.
KJZY.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April, and I'll smile.
Sundays with Sinatra with your host, Joe Piscopo, on Music Radio.
Johnny Mercer wrote that song. That's Frank Sinatra, and that is from the album Nice and Easy. Just a beautiful gem of a song. You know what? We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much. I love you for listening. Let me go to Ina, if I may, calling in from Manhattan. Hi, Ina. Always wanted to get you on the air. How you doing? Happy Sunday
thank
to you.
Thank you. Happy Sunday to you, too, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Yes, that young man is amazing. I'm glad that someone picking up where Frank Sinatra left off.
And
he's so good. Oh, how old is he?
You know what? That's a great question. But to me, he's like 20, you know? He's like a kid. But he's got to be in his 30s at this point, you know? But when we met him, you know, he was such a nice kid. He really had the touch at the piano, and he understood. And then he grew, and each year he grows more and more. So we're talking about, Ina and I are talking about Tony Desserre, and you go to TonyDesserre.com. You got to see him. He's at Birdland in New York. So if you get a chance, you know, maybe I'll see you over there when you go see Tony Desserre, huh?
Yes, of course, Joe. And keep behind him, Joe, you know, because you're the godfather now. Is he Italian?
You're so funny. He is. Yes, he sure is. He's from upstate New York, and he's Italian.
Man, he's a beautiful guy. And I bet he's handsome, too.
He really is. And you are a beautiful, beautiful person. And God bless you, and thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Thanks for listening always. We always appreciate it. Joe Piscopo, live from New York, and you know, it's Sundays with Sinatra. We'll be back. We got a great show next week. But we appreciate you listening here. Now this is the one. This is it. Let's go out. Can we do this? Pardon me, but I gotta run.